This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:38 and it is Friday morning. It's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, fuck. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. The Fremont Bank Foundation has committed over $1 million to COVID-19 relief in the Bay Area. Check out all they're doing for their community at fremontbank.com. So here's what's happening. I don't know about you. I've got kind of chilly weather here at the moment and overcast skies. I know that the weather has played a big role in the fires that are currently burning here in the Bay Area. The fire that I had to evacuate from, the contained continues to grow, which is great news. And we just had our evacuation lifted, so we get to go home today. And it looks like that's also the case for, let me get the name of this fire because it's a big one. They're calling it the SCU Lightning Complex, and this is the CZU, I think, the one at my house. But so the SCU stands for the Santa Clara Unit. This is multiple fires burning in Contra Costa County, Alameda County, Merced County, San Benito County, Santa Clara County, Stanislaus. Right, and San Joaquin County. All these are combined to make up the SCU Lightning Complex, but they're saying that the contained now is at 35%, which is even more than we have here in Santa Cruz. So they're doing great work, and hopefully the weather has helped them. It's been one of those things where those lightning storms were absolutely horrifying, and we thought we were never going to get clear of the fire. And then they didn't happen, and suddenly we've got cooler weather, and it's helping. So hopefully and they've also lifted some evacuation warnings and orders over there as well. So a lot of people hopefully getting back to some sense of normalcy this weekend. So that's great news. One of the things that came out of the one of the stories I reported to you that came out of the Santa Cruz fire was one of the firefighters who was actually out there doing work had his car broken into, his wallet stolen. The thieves drained his bank account and then went out and used his credit cards. So they caught the guy who did that. So the suspect is a 37-year-old local dude, like just trying to get over any way he can, I guess. He has being caught, has written an apology letter, and they're saying that he didn't realize just how much attention he was going to get for this. I don't
really
see many people having sympathy for him. He was seen on those security cameras with, you know, of course, you know, being a criminal during a pandemic helps because you get to wear a mask and no one. Right. So there are shots of this dude with a mask on and a ball cap, so you really can't see his face, and yet they were able to find him through these photos after distributing them. And And he's in trouble. So,
as well, he should be.
One thing, they yes, and that's, you know,
what a tool.
You just can't believe it. I've learned the hard way that these criminals look for these situations and come from all over to rob and loot and
take advantage of people when they're at their lowest or when they know that these people are going to be occupied fighting a fire or fleeing their home. I think that is among the lowest of the low things that you can do
to loot someone's home
or break into someone's car who's busy fighting a fire that could have taken your house. Like, it's just awful.
Right. And so
this guy's canceled.
To finish the point, the guy in particular, though, is local, and I'm surprised by that. Like, these dudes are fighting your fire, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised. Like, I'm not trying to excuse the people who come from, you know, sorry, Livermore, but from wherever and show up and, you know, start.
All those Livermore looters.
You know, I'm just saying, yes. Like, you know, I kind of get if you don't live around here and you're someone who does that type of, you know, that for a living. Okay, so I get that. But to be local and the dude's fighting your fire and probably saving your house and
it's
your.
Like, yeah, pooping where you eat. What are you doing?
Right. So anyway, he's been arrested, and his apology note, I'm sure, is not accepted. But,
no.
You know, whatever. Whatever, dude. So this is a good story, I think. I hope. My fingers are crossed. So we've all been trying to figure out what's going to happen with school. I know different colleges are handling things differently. Yeah. Some have all had the kids show back up, and others have... Yep. Also done that and then had to stop things because the coronavirus spread quickly. And so anyway, younger kids, though, are a problem for a number of reasons. One, they need school for their own growth purposes, but also they need school because parents need to work.
Yeah.
And that's one of the ways parents can. Anyway, so we know that school has been online in most areas. This Sunnyvale school became the first in the Bay Area to return to the classroom yesterday.
Oh,
so it's, they say, 57 grade schoolers got to run through the campus gates yesterday as school was ready for them. And, of course, they had a bunch of protocols in place that are not normal but necessary during a pandemic. But these kids, they call it transitional kindergarten. I've never heard of that, but whatever.
Like,
some
like
kind of kindergarten.
Preschool, pre-kindergarten?
Yes.
Or
it's something,
it's
yeah.
TK.
Yes.
TK.
What is it?
No.
It's kind of like just getting them ready for like classroom manners and everything. And starting,
so it's preschool.
Essentially, but they're at an actual school. It's very common nowadays. I didn't have it when I was a kid, but
no, yeah.
It's a lot of parents start their kids out there before they go into kindergarten, and that's where they start to write their names and everything like that. So
it's like preschool, but a little bit more
advanced.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little more structured.
Your kid needs,
right,
say,
okay,
one more year before, I don't know if he's ready for other kids yet.
Yeah.
I don't know, throw him in.
Well, here. Look, okay. I know that my daughter went to preschool and loved it. And when she went to kindergarten, she didn't love it because she didn't get to go swimming.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, well, that's, you don't look, preschool is daycare for the most part. There's some learning that goes down, but yes,
sure,
you get to swim on Wednesdays and Fridays, and that's not happening, you know, at kindergarten. So she was bummed because she's like, I miss playing.
Yeah.
Well, we all do.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We all miss playing. You should have really enjoyed those first 5 years, shouldn't you have then, huh? I guess.
Yep, right. So anyway, the Sunnyvale Christian School, a TK through fifth grade private school, got to reopen. Of course, these are under waivers, and you know your city has to be off the hot list or whatever,
right,
they're
watch
calling
list,
that watch list, whatever. So, but this is the sentence that I read and went, "That's awesome." So the
okay,
best part, here's a little kid. He's a first grader. He says, just seeing everyone in real life instead of on a silly computer, gushed Jacob, a first grader who arrived at his school with his brother. And they're calling it this day where they all get to go back and learn and be in a, you know, the same space, share space with others, a blessing. And I don't disagree. Let's just hope that their protocols keep everyone safe and that this is an example of things getting back to normal or the beginning of normal.
So you say 57 kids. Is that a, is it because the whole, is this a private school? Like that seems like a very small
club. Yeah, I said that part. It's a small private Christian private school in Sunnyvale. So this is the very beginning of school.
First toe dip in. Okay.
Right. And I do the story for that reason, because we'll watch this school and see how they do. And they probably don't want to be the test, but they're going to be the test that everyone's going to watch and see how it goes. I'm interested. I really hope that it goes great and that it shows other schools the path to get back to it, right?
Yep.
Maybe. Yep.
Let's hope it goes perfectly.
Yeah. Agreed. All right, let me ask you a question.
I'm ready.
You and I, let's just say, for example, you and I are coupled up and we're doing it and we spend the nights at each other's houses, but maybe we don't live together quite yet, okay?
This is me and you?
Yeah, this is me and you. And,
okay.
And at,
oh, yeah.
Well,
come on over, Vinny. Don't worry, you can leave as soon as we're done. Get out of here. Come on. Get your clothes and get out.
All right, that's not really where I'm headed, but anyway.
Okay, all right. Let's see where he's headed first, Brent. Let's see where he's headed.
All right.
Happy Friday, everyone.
All right. So we're in bed.
Okay. So far, I can wrap my mind around this. It's me and Vinny in bed. I'm ready.
Right. Okay. And then
I'm going to sleep,
asleep.
Right? Oh, good.
Right.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Phew.
We actually do fall asleep. So unfortunately, you know, whether
I was
or not
too
we
tired
it,
or,
yeah, I don't
you know, whatever.
I don't know
okay,
what,
we're in
what
bed
went wrong.
And we're sleeping. Great. Got it. Like brother, sister kind of deal.
So
yeah,
the
family bed.
The question becomes suddenly in the middle of the night that you are hearing things chirp in my phone.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So you're like, all right, well, you know that feeling when you're laying in bed and something wakes you up, but you just go, all right, I'm just going to lay here, go back to sleep, and I'm sure that's and then it chirps again. And
yes.
Like, you mother. Okay,
happens to me often, because suddenly there'll be a thread going and John's phone isn't silenced. And I'm like, can you turn that off? It's 8 a.m. on a Sunday. I'm trying to sleep here.
Oh, 8 a.m. is morning time. That's not the middle
of
the night.
Yeah, I'm sleeping in. It's morning time.
Anyway,
jeez.
That is the question, though. So whose fault is that? Is that the person whose phone it is?
Yes.
Or are you pissed off at it? Yeah, I think so, too. I don't even know how you could possibly blame it at the person calling or texting or emailing, even if the email often is just some kind of, you know, hey, it's your bank. We just want to, here's your statement. Like that stuff, you have to silence your own phone is the point.
I 100% agree. I always say to people, never worry about what time you're texting me. You can text me in the middle of the night. You can call me in the middle, whatever you got to do. When I'm asleep, that phone's on silent. Don't worry about it. I'll see it as soon as I wake up. And I just do not know why. John can't do the same damn thing. Just put it on silent.
Well, this is the thing, and it's unfortunate because I do understand, you know, since we've all sort of converted over to these mobile phones, this becomes the way someone would get you in an emergency, right?
Right.
That's the way, except that at night, I turn my phone off too. I got to sleep.
Did you know that a person in your favorites, if they call you three times in rapid succession, will get through your phone, even if you have it on silent?
I did know that.
So people should know that.
Know
because
that.
That's why I want to say it. Because if my mom needed to get a hold of me in the middle of the night, she could call me three times. Mom, please don't. Unless truly it's an emergency, not just, you know, because you're lonely. So three times in a row, boom, it'll start ringing your actual phone. And that would wake me up. Wouldn't it wake you up? By the way, let's get back to the beginning of this story. I just find it interesting that it wasn't just about, you could have easily not had us be coupled up, as you say, in that. I mean,
right.
is that just because it's Friday, you're in a good mood and, you know, that you love me? Like, why did we have to go there? I'm just wondering.
What? Well, yeah. Yes.
Well, yes, you just love me and you wanted to think on that for a while.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, the point is about you hearing the phone go off.
Yes.
And are you and then going to say to the person that is now, you know,
and it's you.
And it's me. Are you going to say, listen, you got to turn your GD phone off if you're going to stay over here, dude, or just, you know, don't stay over here. Like, you can't be making that kind of noise in the middle of the night. I think it is the person's responsibility to click their damn ringer off.
Yeah.
And only 50% of people said that.
Oh.
Like, only half are really putting it on the person.
I don't understand that at all. But I will tell you this. I'm going to look for hypotheticals where we're a couple as well today. So stand by for that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm looking right now to see if I can figure anything out.
Does it count if they turn off their phone? If they turn their phone off, they go, all right, it's on silent now. And it's like all night.
Yeah, that's not silent. I'm sorry, but that's just
Well, that's
on...
considerably better. That's much better.
No, I actually think that's worse. That's I'm like, that's actually vibrating the bed now. Stop it. Just put the thing on moon mode. Whatever that mode is called.
Yeah,
Jesus.
I know.
Oh,
I have
so annoying.
Definitely. So my person works in tech and gets emails all night long. All night, all day. They work. Their business is going around the world. So somewhere right now it's morning, and somewhere right now people are going to bed, and they all work at the same company. So that absolutely, that her phone goes off all night, all day, and all night. And you don't turn that off, you're gonna hear that. And I definitely have. Oh, look at the time. Sheesh. So the point is, turn your phone off, would you?
Oh, I thought the point was that we were spending the night at each other's house. I didn't realize.
Oh, all right. Well, sure. That was fun, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You're humoring me now. Is that it?
I'm not. I'm totally down, man.
Uh-huh.
Go watch a
Our
movie.
Our text number is.
Fall asleep.
Sure. 800-400-3697. That's a number where you can text us at. Let's see here. TK is for kids who are not 5 years old by the cutoff date of September 1st. They turn five after September 1st, so they are not old enough to start kindergarten that year. My son's birthday is August 31st, so he misses the cutoff by a day, so he's going to have to be the youngest in his grade. All right, well... We had a similar situation and just kept her. We were just like, yeah, just go late.
Yeah.
There's no rush to get you through school.
No, absolutely
not. The way
not.
Things look right now, you're going to be living with us into your mid-20s anyway. So what's the difference?
Easily. Right.
What are you hurrying out the door?
Unless you want to move someplace, you know. Well, that's the thing. People move to go and make their way in the world. And then their goal is to come back to California often.
Vinny, TK has been around for a while. It's a higher learning school than preschool. I mean, we kind of figured that out, but I do trip that it's still preschool, right? I mean,
right.
Come on.
Slightly harder
preschool.
Kind of
covers it all. It's preschool. You're not. Anyway, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Where's our big brother recap, says 925.
Well, we can talk about that coming up. I will say I'm going to make an admission. I did not stay up and watch it. When I tuned in at 8:20, our celebrity president was still sermonizing, and so I decided that I knew who was going home anyway, and so I didn't. Was I right? I mean, were we all right?
I don't know who you thought it was.
That one girl.
Yes, it was that one
girl. So I'm going to watch it today. We can certainly talk about it, though, if you have anything you want to add to it. I already basically know what happened. It won't ruin the little ins and outs of the game for me as I watch it later.
There were some interesting things that happened, in my opinion, and a bunch of people were trying to help one particular player, and he burned everybody. And it's so weird to see that person who is getting sort of help from this side, help from this side. I got your back. I'll make sure that this, you know, it's sort of like, okay, a bunch of people have stuck their neck out and now that they've all gotten bit by that person. And it was a trip to watch that happen. And
oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, it was. You'll see it and you'll go, oh my God, this dude. What is this dude's problem?
So it's a good episode, you're saying.
I thought that was an interesting twist. Like, he, in my opinion, he torched other people's games. And by doing so, he is the next guy to go.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh my God. How did Julie look?
Good. Good. I didn't.
You didn't notice.
Pay much attention. In fact, I had a couple things going at once. And so when they were in, like, I didn't even listen to the interview at the post,
right,
you know, exit interview. I would just watch the other thing I was doing. But it was a good episode, and I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash?
We're going to start with a couple things that are happening this weekend on TV. And then I have a couple booze stories. And believe it or not, I actually think you're going to be able to get down with at least one of these after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.